Mike Tenor at T-Storm Weather in Chicago now joins us to take a look at the weather forecast. Mike, I'd like to start right here in the Corn Belt. Farmers had a tough season. Things have been really not too bad in the month of September, but I suppose there might be a bit more rain out there at the moment than expected. Can you tell me about that and what you think it means?
Well, there's quite a bit of rain on the way for the Corn Belt over the next couple of weeks. You could argue that this weather pattern started last June, so 15 months ago, but has basically been raining in different areas of the Corn Belt on most days, going back well over a year. And here we go again. We have the remnant of a tropical system moving in from Texas. We have a cool front moving in from the north, and we have a strong wave of energy passing across southern Canada. All of these are going to focus rain on the southeast half of the Corn Belt and into the Delta and parts of the Plains over the next several days. So another 1 to 2 inches of rain is on the way for pretty wide swaths of Iowa, Wisconsin, Missouri, and Illinois, as well as nearby areas. So it's going to turn wetter before it turns drier. And the thing I'd like to point out is that there's a lot of clues that suggest even though next week dries out a little bit, we're going to ramp it right back up in about a week or 10 days from now with another wet setup. So the raininess is going to last for a while.
Well, can you tell me about some of those clues and what you think they mean?
Well, I'm not sure we can really draw too much about what it means in the big picture, except to say that weather is always random within the climate. So we just somehow got into this weather pattern last June, and it's never broken. I mean, to be this much wetter than normal for this long of a period of time is truly unprecedented in the Corn Belt. If September ends up being wetter than normal in the U.S. Corn Belt, that will mark the 14th straight month being wetter than normal in the 7-state region of the U.S. Corn Belt. We have records that go back 125 years, and in that entire 125-year period, the record prior to the current streak of 14 was only 8, so we've smashed the prior record by a full half of a year. And who knows, maybe October will stay wet. What if November stays wet? I mean, at some point it's going to end, but it's not going to end immediately.
How likely do you think it is that September will be wetter than normal across the Corn Belt?
Well, based on what we're seeing at the moment, the chances are increasing pretty rapidly. We saw a decent round of thunderstorms overnight in Iowa. We have more rain coming up that we already talked about. Most of the Corn Belt was fairly close to normal for rainfall to this point, but if this forecast pans out, we'll start pushing those numbers higher and higher again, and we don't need all that much rain to be wetter than normal. So I would say odds are probably greater than 75% for September to end up being another wet month.
And while North America has been wet, South America, at least at the moment, is dry. Can you tell me about those regions?
Well, there's no doubt that a drought has developed in Argentina, Brazil, and in Paraguay. So all the key farming areas are now experiencing a drought. And it seems like every year when we talk in the autumn about what's happening in South America, it's always been the same story. Everything looks great. Well, at the moment, you could definitely argue that things do not look all that great. Now, you have to keep in mind that the months of June through September are drier months in Argentina, Brazil, and Paraguay. Though they're not completely dry, they still see decent rainfall, especially from southern Brazil and points to the south. But these areas have all been pretty dry over the last 90 days. And basically, over 85 to 90% of corn, sunflower, soybean, and wheat production were all drier than normal over the last 90 days across these countries. And that tells us that we need a lot of rain to start breaking this drought. At this point, we can see there's no rain in the forecast for Argentina for at least 10 days. So the drought is going to continue there. And that's bad news for wheat farmers, because that wheat is about to turn sensitive. It's been pretty dry, and again, there's basically very little to no rain coming up through the end of the month. As you look at Brazil and you look at Paraguay, the story there is a little bit different, and that corn and soybean planting is only beginning at the moment. Now, they do need rain to start planting because their soils can get kind of dry, and this lack of rain is a bit concerning because it's holding farmers back. Now, all of that being said, it does turn wetter every week as we move forward all the way through January. So as each week goes by, the chance to stay dry actually diminishes just because they start to get more rains from a climatological standpoint. But even then, you need to beat the normal rainfall in order to wipe out drought. So say we need 2 inches of rain over the next 2 weeks to stay normal. Well, if we got that 2 inches, we'd still be in a drought because we need 3 inches to start eating away at it. And we can see that even though some rain is in the forecast, it's not going to be enough to diminish drought. So this will more than likely be a story next month and one that we'll be watching for a while.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it. And we'll talk with you again next week.
Yeah, that sounds great, Ty. Talk to you then.
That's Mike Tenura. He is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago.